This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
I mean, we are in New York State. Is there a reason we're playing New York, New York? Do you just find this and like it? Fits. You know why? Closing down. I mean, it's a Yankees song, but that's okay. We can live with it today. We can deal with it either way because it doesn't matter what we're playing today. We're celebrating a Buffalo football victory Monday here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Welcome in. Sal Capaccio with you today, and of course our Buffalo Football Victory Monday is presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care, and brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Also by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. All right, open phone lines for the next 2 hours. 803-0550, and right now, zero people on hold. If you call, you're getting on this segment. 803-0550. Here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Welcome in today to Buffalo Football Victory Monday. Sal Capaccio with you here. We are live on WGR's YouTube page and Twitter stream. I'm sorry, the Twitch stream, excuse me. And want to say hi to everybody who's coming into the chat today. Got the Victory Monday shirt on. Got the Victory Monday vibes going on. Of course, we got Dilemma. We got Bill inside. We got Hot Dirt. Of course, AC Man, Mr. Grumpy, don't be grumpy today. Steve Moore is in there. Johnny Thunder is in there. J-Bud is in there. Shepard Kelvin, I guess. Who else? Nick and Depew, thank you very much. So thank you. Buffalo Motivated, like that screen name, that's cool. Walter, I wonder if that's Walter in Toronto. He's called up a lot. We got Coach Chris inside as well. I always like to recognize the chat box early on to let you know that I am here. We are watching. I see you. You guys keep the chat rolling. I'll keep the phone calls rolling. We'll talk about what happened yesterday inside Highmark Stadium. So much to get to. So much to get to today. Because there were just a lot of tentacles to this game, right? I mean, the Bills win the game over the New York Jets by a score of 35-8. A weird way to get to it. I looked right away. Scorigami was not Scorigami. There were like four other games that ended 35-8. But did you see? Oh, and do you ever go and check the Scorigami? Have you ever done? Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're good. I like to check it because I think it's always interesting, and it happens so much more than I expected.
Well, did you see yesterday that if the Bills had scored another touchdown, it would have been Scorigami?
It would have, right?
42-8 is Scorigami.
Right.
35-8 is not Scorigami.
Exactly.
There was like four other games. So if you don't know what Scorigami is, it's a unique score. It's like a score that's never happened in NFL history. Well, the score yesterday, 35-8, did happen in NFL history. Most recently, By the way, the most recent game before it was the Bills against the Dolphins several years ago, apparently.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I remember that game.
That was what I read. So yesterday's game, though, 35-8. And, of course, we need to talk about yesterday's game because I think that there's a lot of kudos that have to be given out to the backup players and the players who played on the field and how all of that worked. But we also need to give space today to Highmark Stadium and the send-off yesterday and how it went down throughout the day yesterday. And I'd like to do that in whatever capacity you want. And, of course, we're going to look forward to the Jacksonville Jaguars game. We know now the Bills are playing the Jaguars Sunday at 1 p.m. How do you feel about that? You can make today's show about yesterday and your feelings about the stadium. You can make today's show about what you saw on the field and the play of the team yesterday. You can make today's show about a look ahead to the Jacksonville Jaguars or whatever else you want here on a Buffalo Football Monday. It's your show. It's a Monday Reaction Extra Point show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. I always say, the Monday show is about you. It's not about me. We take calls. I give you the forum. I give you the platform. I give you the floor to say what you want to say. So let's do that today. I'll start with, personally, saying how much yesterday meant to me, and I know many of you, being inside that stadium for one final run. One final time. We think there is a chance the Bills could play an AFC Championship game at home against the LA Chargers in a couple of weeks, but a lot would really have to fall right, obviously, for the Bills to win and the Chargers to win a couple of games. It was a really good send-off. As far as endings are concerned, last time in a building is concerned, final games, it was a really good send-off. Great job by everybody involved. And I mean from the stadium operations to security to Bill's staff. It didn't matter. It's Bill's staff, Highmark staff, everybody. And, of course, you, the fans. It seemed like, I mean, maybe there was an incident or two. I don't know, of course. There's 65,000 people there. But well-behaved crowd, enjoying it, enjoying the moment. People didn't want to leave. They stayed after the game. Watching a video set to the Goo Goo Dolls Iris showing highlights of the stadium and players who've played at the stadium for many years. And you know what was really cool about yesterday? I referenced many times on the radio the last few weeks, 51-3, right? 1990 AFC Championship game, 51-3. And what I always say about 51-3, you know this, I've said it many times. It was 41-3 at halftime. It was a party in the second half. We all knew the Bills were going to the Super Bowl. People just enjoyed it. They just enjoyed it. And really, kind of the closest thing we've had since then was the perfect game against the Patriots, where it was just a party in the second half. Everybody knew the Bills were beating and burying the Patriots, putting that nail in the coffin. It's their division now. Here we go. And people just reveled in it. And I think yesterday was very similar. There was no stress yesterday going into the game. Even if the Bills had lost, it would have been a nice day at the stadium to say, you know what, so what? They lost. They're still going to the playoffs. But that wasn't the case. They came out and just put it to the New York Jets very quickly. I mean, it's 21-0 with 5 minutes left before halftime, and you're like, okay. It's 14-0 early in the second quarter. The Jets can't do anything. Jets had 9 yards of offense in the first quarter, I believe. And we just were able to enjoy the moment for what it should be. Enjoy it for Highmark Stadium. Yes, would the ideal situation would have been the Bills were playing for the one seed, they were playing for division title, of course. But that wasn't how it played out. The set of circumstances that were presented were you're playing at home one last game and it doesn't mean anything in the standings. Yes, for seeding. And a lot of these guys are going to play who don't normally play. Go have fun with it. And we did. And everybody did. And it was great. And the Bills deserve a lot of credit for how they treated it off the field and how they played on the field. I mean, Mitch Trubisky was terrific. 22 of 29 for 259 and 4 touchdowns. I mean, that's a Josh Allen plus stat line, basically. That's Josh when he's on a heater. Ray Davis, 151 yards rushing. The defense, with 9 defensive starters not playing, just completely shut down. Yes, an anemic Jets offense, I get it. But you're playing backups everywhere. The offensive line was all backups, basically, except for Osiris Torrance, who played the whole game. And they didn't get a sniff of Mitch Trubisky. I have never seen a stat line this year, at least, I guess. Maybe I don't really remember anyone ever. Where the defensive team had zero sacks and zero quarterback hurries. That happened yesterday. So I give everybody full marks. Lots of credit. Check out Arrow Up, Arrow Down at WGR550.com. The only arrows down I gave for the game, number one, 2 fourth and shorts that they didn't convert. Got to convert those. I know Josh Allen's not in the game. I know it's a different offensive line. You still got to run for 1 yard in those situations. They didn't. Okay. They also converted a couple other fourth downs. The reason they had to go for the fourth downs, basically, no kicker, Matt Prater. That's my other arrow down. Injuries. Matt Prater and Max Hairston. And I know a lot of people are upset. Why is Max Hairston playing? They had two boundary corners because you weren't going to play Christian Benford. And I know you could put somebody else out there, but really, you have no other options. The guys you want to put out there are already playing other positions because they're filling in for the guys you also are resting. I think it's a tough situation. And obviously, it could really hurt the Bills next week not having Max Hairston. It could really hurt not having Matt Prater. We'll see where that goes. Sean McDermott speaks today at 4 p.m. We'll find out more. And then, of course, you have the Jacksonville Jaguars next week. Your thoughts on that. We're doing it all today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on a Buffalo Football Monday on WGR. Let's go to, and let's start with, let's see where we're going for, Steven down in Florida. Hi, Steven. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Sal. Victory Monday for sure. Yeah, I got so much more to say, but I'll try to keep this brief. So, first of all, I'm not sure, but I think if you look this up, for the Bills' top 10 games as far as the margin by which they won, I think this one would end up being in the top 10. I was really hoping that they were going to blank the Jets, but I knew it was going to be a blowout. But I wanted to say that I think it's no coincidence, and it's so ironic. The Bills' very first regular season game in Rich Stadium, they beat the Jets 9-7. Mm-hmm. Their last regular season game, they also beat the Jets, but by a huge margin. So that's great. Also, I wanted to say, last night I was following closely the game between the Steelers and the Ravens. The main thing I was concerned about was Henry. And as far as I know, he didn't catch James Cook. Taylor didn't catch Cook yesterday. So kudos to Cook for taking the rushing title. He deserves it. The $48 million was well spent on him. And also wanted to say I do share your concern about Matt Prater. I hope he's okay, as well as Max Hairston. We don't need any major injuries going into this playoff game. And also want to say, man, I loved seeing Josh Allen on the sideline with the big smile on his face. That was just great, with the headset on. And one last thing I want to say, I want to give major kudos and recognition to you, to Chris Brown, and to Eric Wood. You guys have done a stupendous job all season long with calling these games. Of course, even Murph, nobody can take the place of the voice of the Buffalo Bills, Van Miller. So, but this was a great send-off with the last game, and I also wanted to say...
Okay, yep, okay, I got to go, Steven. You keep saying one more. Let make it real quick. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say my mom and my brothers both had passed away. They were huge Bills fans. They would have loved to have seen this game yesterday.
Well, I'm glad I gave you this space to say that. I'm glad you did. But I do have a lot more calls, so I appreciate that. Thank you. And I'm sure there were many people like you that had a lot of people in their thoughts yesterday for sure. Thank you for the kind words as well. Let's go to Clarence. Josh is up next. Hi, Josh.
Hey, Sal. Good morning.
Yep.
I'm calling regarding Josh Palmer. I'm just kind of wondering, I was a little surprised to see him active yesterday. I saw it with his injuries throughout the year. Maybe they let him rest as well. That makes me wonder if maybe he's losing favor with this offense and with the coaches, and maybe they're thinking Brandon Cooks, Gabe Davis, and Khalil Shakir might be their go-to three guys for the postseason. Just want to get your thoughts on that.
I think it was probably more for the fact that Brandon Cooks is a little bit older, and they probably wanted to back off on him a little bit. It's a colder day. You probably want to make sure he's good to go. I get it, though, with Josh Palmer. He has not been as productive as this year as you'd like to see. Now, that being said, Gabe Davis isn't actually that old. He's only 26. Gabe Davis played 70 of 75 snaps yesterday. Holy cow. Very surprising to me. Keon Coleman, 61 of 75. Josh Palmer, though, did play 63. So Gabe Davis, Josh Palmer, Keon Coleman. I do think Khalil Shakir is their guy. that they want to make sure, you know, he's obviously fully healthy. That's why he didn't return punts. He didn't play at all. And then you have, obviously, you know, Dalton Kincaid. And his, I was surprised by him getting the number of snaps he did, but how efficient was he in 10 snaps? Even 10, I was surprised at. 3 catches, 41 yards. Nice day for him. Let's go to Jim in Cleveland. Hi, Jim. You're on WGR.
Hey, good morning. Two things. I just drove by the stadium, and I just had this flash moment that part of the grief and the sorrow and the sadness is the Bills are growing up. Like, we're going from that little thing on the left, that thing that's built in the ground with 6 light poles, to the big boy stadium. And that just, it just struck me as, like, that's part of the sorrow, right? It just, the Bills are growing up. We're moving across the street to the house that Josh built. But more importantly, we like to give games names. 13 seconds, the snow game, right? Just all that kind of stuff. This was Mitch's perfect game. Like, we're going to penalize him.
It's the Mitch Trubisky game, right? Unfortunately,
game.
Though, Jim, you're right. But because of Highmark, it's going to be the Highmark Stadium game. It's going to be the finale game. That's what it is. You know what I mean?
I know. We didn't kick a field goal, and you can't hold him accountable for, like, 4th and 2 on the goal line. Like,
yeah, right.
Know.
No, I get it. He really was good. Actually, I give a lot of credit to Joe Brady for the game plan he built for Mitch Trubisky yesterday. I mean, I thought it was really masterful, and a great job by the O-line to protect him. There's no doubt about that. So, yeah, good points on that. I mean, Ray Davis was great yesterday. Ray Davis had 151 yards rushing yesterday. His previous high was 97 in a game. I mean, to be able to spell James Cook and have that ability to run for 150 yards and have that game is really nice, especially when Ty Johnson was a bit banged up. He did go back in the game. That was an injury to watch as well. But he did go back in the game, which was good news. You didn't want to put James Cook back in. Oh, yeah. Steven, on Steven's point when he called from Florida. Yes, James Cook did win the rushing title last night. 1,621 yards rushing. It looked like Derrick Henry was going to catch him, but he had a poor second half statistically, and he never got there. So he finishes number one. 1621, and how about Ray Davis? Ray Davis finishes the season as the number one kick returner in the league in yards per return. He's the only kick returner in the entire NFL with over 30 yards of return, and he actually had quite a few returns. It's not like he did it on a small sample size. So really great job there as well, and that's a Chris Tabor stat too, the special teams coordinator, for finding that role and finding the way to unlock Ray Davis, if you will, in that regard. Let's go down to Florida again. Dave is up next. Hi, Dave.
How you doing, Sal?
Good,
hey,
thanks.
Just a couple things. Just want to thank you and this crew there for what you guys did with the lead up to the last game. I mean, you guys did an awesome job of bringing the emotion in, and I thoroughly enjoyed hearing all the stories from all the people of their favorite moments and stuff like that. My wife got pissed at me this week because I had my earbuds on so much and stuff like that. This was a great show, great way to, you know, close it out. And I wanted to just share my favorite memory. It came up a lot was when the goalposts came down. My brother and I were in the upper deck, and we were at the rail. And when they heaved it up into the upper deck, my brother and I were the first two guys to grab the thing and start pulling it up. But then the crowd mashed us into the pole. We couldn't even move. And we looked at each other, just started laughing hysterically as the pole kept sliding up, 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 up. It was hilarious. And just real excited about the season. You know, I thought McDermott did an outstanding job with what he had to work with this year. So all the boo birds are on his, you know, case. Go away. That guy did an amazing job. The whole team, the whole coaching staff did an amazing job this year. So I'm just stoked.
You got it, Dave. I think because of the defense and the injuries they had and the way it started off this year, obviously the defense and the run game, especially against the run, and hasn't been great all year, you know, against the run. They've even had leaky run defense later in the year. But, man, they have had to patch it together. And I think the defensive staff has done a really good job in that regard, and I agree with you. Let's go to Joe in Florida. Hi, Joe. This is our third call from Florida this morning where the Bills will be on Sunday. What's up, Joe?
I was going to say, from your old stomping grounds here in Charlotte County.
Oh, I love it.
Down
I love
here,
it.
My friend.
Oh,
you are
thank
beloved.
You. No, thank you. Thank you. I miss my friends down there. I have some friends actually down there who are Bills fans will be coming up to Jacksonville. You going to the game?
I'm thinking about it. I'm trying to figure out a way. I play in a band, and I got a gig Saturday night, but I'm thinking about driving right up.
You make it work, baby. You can make it work. I love it.
I'll do it. Well, listen, I went to the I grew up on Grand Island, of course, but I went to the University of Georgia. After I got out of college, I got a job as a tour guide at Turner Field. And much like the Highmark Stadium, the old Atlantic Fulton County Stadium was right next door. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the tours, we would go to the top of the stadium, and I would point out that they have markers where the first base, second base, third base, and home run, home plate is. And we also had a special marker where the ball landed from Hank Aaron's 715th home run. So hypothetically, I was thinking, where would you think we would have a marker at the old state, at the old Highmark Stadium?
Where would
the greatest moment in Bill's history in that stadium?
Wait,
basically.
Okay, wait, which moment are you talking about then? I'm sorry, which moment you think should be memorized or memorialized?
I would think it would probably be where they spotted the ball before the final kick for the greatest comeback.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, that's right. I mean, there's so many to pick from, and you're right. Maybe that's the one. I don't know, but you could put a marker there. I guess I just don't know. And I've been to there, but I've seen that with Fulton County. You know what? Yankee Stadium does the same thing. Old Yankee Stadium is actually a Little League field basically now, but it's in the exact same spot where the field was at Old Yankee Stadium. You know what I mean? Same thing Atlanta.
Oh, really?
And yeah, same thing in Atlanta where they have the markings of the infield, and I've been there, and they have the markings where Hank Aaron's home run hit. So yeah. The thing about it though, Joe, is I don't know like how that would work if they're going to tear down the stadium in that specific spot and all those. If they're going to tear down the stadium and what's going to go there, but I'm sure they can come up with something. That's a good thought. I like that. No doubt about
idea.
It. Yeah, yeah, you got it, Joe. You got it. Well, listen. Good luck in your gig, and then get up to Jacksonville, okay?
Oh, can I have one more question?
Yeah, go ahead.
For the other fans?
Yeah.
Hey, I asked your producer, whoever answered the phone, is there a way for us folks who weren't at the stadium to be able to see the videos that were shown on the screen yesterday?
Yeah, I believe you can go on YouTube, and you can find either, I don't know if the Bills will post themselves, eventually they might, but you could probably get fans who shot it from their phone who posted, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, because I've seen that this morning already, and I would say the Bills probably will put that up at some point. I don't know if it's already up or it's on their website, but I would check YouTube, and I'd check the Bills' website for that.
Okay, yeah, my Uncle Lorenzo was texting me from the game, and I was really jealous that I didn't get to see all that stuff.
Yeah, no, I totally get it, and it was well done yesterday. Thanks a lot, Joe. I appreciate it.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you got it. Let's go to Billy in Toronto. Hi, Billy.
Hey, Sal. Yeah, what a way to end it. I mean, finally we get that, you know, that early start. We blow them out early. We get to, you know, just sit back and just watch the old stadium. Its last hurrah. But just a great game. It's really good to see Trubisky. I've always liked that guy. It's good to know that if, and God forbid it doesn't happen, if something happens to Josh, we'll take a step back, but Trubisky looked real good yesterday.
But so, you wanted Josh to play the whole game.
Yeah, I did. You're absolutely right, I did. And you know what? Here, I'll tell you what, Sal. You're going to – I don't know if you're going to hate me for this. I got to say
I would
this,
never so hate you.
I'm going to say something against Josh that I didn't like. You know, I'm a historian of sports. I love records. I know almost records in all of baseball, everything like that, and I cherish them. I really do. But for Josh to come in and take one snap and continue that streak, I don't like that at all. I think the streak ended yesterday. I really do.
But it didn't.
Yeah, no, I know, but I didn't like coming in and taking one snap and you keep a streak. You did nothing in that game, Josh. Nothing whatsoever to contribute to that game, and I don't think that the streak should continue. I think it should be looked into. That's all I got. Thanks.
Yeah, I think that's a weird take, to be quite honest with you. It's football. It's a very, very physical, violent sport. And if you want to compare it to baseball, I think you're completely off base. No pun intended. To start, whether you play one snap or 10 snaps or 55 or 70 snaps in a game of football that many consecutive times speaks volumes about the toughness of somebody because of the kind of game it is. So, no, I don't hate you, but I think you're completely wrong. But that's okay. We're open to that here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Monday. He also thought Josh should have played the whole game yesterday. Called up last week and said, I don't care, play Josh and just kill the Jets. Yeah. Can you imagine if Josh Allen played and we're dealing with an injury to him today? You're already dealing with Max Harrison and Matt Prater. Oh, no. Sorry. Can't get with that at all. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Thanks a lot for the phone calls. Off to a good start. We'll do more of it here on a Buffalo Football Monday on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on Buffalo on WGR.
I mean, I've felt a little guilty at times looking up in the stands. I'm supposed to be coaching, you know, but I guess I haven't done that a lot just because you're so focused trying to do your job. But when we got to a spot where in the fourth quarter, after scoring and we were getting our kickoff team ready, just taking a second or two to look up into the stands, people singing Mr. Brightside, and where else does that happen in the NFL?
Sean McDermott right there, and you can find all of our sound yesterday from the game, post-game, WGR550.com, and in the Odyssey app. Good point here brought up by one of the chatters. I appreciate that. I'm gonna read something from the bullpen today, all right? That's Getting Connected with Our Fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We got No Bones About It, who says, and this is good, this is to Steven in Florida. If a guy starts a game but gets knocked out on the first play, would that also not count as him starting, to Steven? That's a good question. I mean, we had a call earlier, Steven, who said that, I don't know what he meant by Josh Allen's streak should be looked into. I guess just a way of saying it. Steven's a good caller. It's fine. Everybody has the right to call and give their opinion. But I just think it's wacky to say, like, it just shouldn't count because he went for one play. He could have obviously played a lot more. I mean, he played the whole game last week. But it's important to him to play every game in some capacity.
Isn't it more? Isn't that whole streak thing more about availability than like what you're actually doing within the game?
Yes, it is.
There are starts where a guy will have a, you know, quarterbacks start games and don't do anything impactful for the game and then leave because they get hurt. That's still a start. It's you were available to start the game, and that is what it's about. And I think that he proved he was available. He did it last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Week. You should get credit for it.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, I mean, you know this from playing hockey. It's a physical sport. Football is a violent sport. To play every single game, to start every single game, that is an accomplishment, because it's a prideful thing to be available for your teammates, to be there, to know that you will play through anything, you're tough. And for every time you might say Josh Allen last year, week 18, or this year, week 18, takes one snap, he's also had games where he maybe should not have played.
Exactly.
And he started.
Like,
right? So, like, maybe let's remember that too.
Like,
yes,
that's exactly right. That he does this where he absolutely could go, I'm going to take a week.
Josh gave an indication when we asked him about this last year, Owen, that maybe the Minnesota game where they lost really funky at the end,
yeah,
that was the week after the Jets' arm injury.
Right.
Like, he basically said that he might, maybe shouldn't have played that game, like, just kind of way it was trending, but he did. And he, you know, I'm just saying, right, like, if you go back and listen to how he talked about it, like, that was the closest he came, maybe,
yeah,
over the last several years. So, yeah, I don't buy that at all. But anyway, thanks for the calls, 803-0550. Michael in Atlanta's up next. Hi, Michael.
Hey, Sal. Great talking to you today. So I got a lot to say, and I'll be respectful. I know there's a lot of callers.
You got it.
I want to just reminisce a little bit and also talk about the game yesterday and the upcoming game. So I've been a Bills fan a long time. I remember the first time I heard O.J. play on the radio, returning, I was either punts or kickoffs. What it was, 68, whatever it was. But been there for a lot of games, a lot of important games. The one game where they had the Hail Mary at that game back in, was it 82? Remember that game?
I think it was 81. I think it was Roland Hooks.
81. Correct.
Yeah.
Roland Hooks, right.
And that was right. They won a bunch of games in a row at the end of that year to go to the wild card and play the Jets at Shea, and they beat the Jets at Shea in the wild card.
That's right. Correct. Also, I had season tickets 1 year in 91. Somebody had their great seats, 35 rows up on the 35-yard line. They couldn't afford to keep them that year. So would I take them? Yeah, we took them. It was great. I think that's the year they played Denver in the championship game. Also, they're 51-3. One thing about that 51-3 game, I don't know about you, man, but I've been to rock concerts. It was as loud as a rock concert in that game. Do you remember that, how loud it was the whole game?
Which game was that?
That was 51-3.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that I've talked about it all week. That's my favorite experience, for sure. Yeah, I mean, the thing for me wasn't the loudness of it. It was just how enjoyable it was to know for a half they were going to the Super Bowl.
Well, that was part of it.
Yeah.
Exactly. It was a loud celebration, so let's put it that way. Great memories, and, you know, down in Atlanta now. The last game I was at was the one where Rob Johnson came in. I forgot who he was traded to or who picked him up, but I went to that. I was in a friend's luxury box for that game, and who invited me. But that was, I remember that game when Buffalo beat Rob Johnson, but that was the last game since we've been down here in Atlanta. So good memories. But real quick about the game yesterday and the upcoming game. Yesterday's game was great. Of course, the game plan was great. Execution was great. Just a quick question on that is, did you see Prater hurt at all? You're there on the sideline.
No, he didn't come out for the second. Somebody told me that they did see him dealing with something after a kickoff a little bit. So all I know is he didn't kick the opening kickoff of the second half. So I inquired, and that's when we were told he has a right quad injury.
Yeah, well, hopefully it's just precautionary. It's just maybe it was a little sore. We'll find out. And
okay,
also with Harrison,
yep,
I'm curious on the ankle. Why did they let him walk to the locker room with that if he's possibly has a sprained ankle?
I don't know. I mean, it's just they want him to walk it off, see how he feels, walk to the locker room. I'm not really sure, but that's not abnormal.
All right. One last thing on the upcoming game. In a way, this could be good for Buffalo. I think they've got a great chance to win next weekend, but having it in a nice climate, you know, warm weather, could potentially, since they've had a little bit of difficulty at receiver, it could bode well for the Bills. A little,
yep,
better playing conditions.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Are you going to the game?
I'm gonna try to get tickets. I'm not that far away.
I know. I figured you're in Atlanta. You're in Atlanta. All right, Mike, I got to run, buddy. I got a lot of calls, okay?
Thank you.
All right, yeah, you got it. Let's go down to Kevin, who is in Florida. Hi, Kevin. Another call from Florida. What's up?
Hey, Sal, what's going on? Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Hey, so just a couple things. So first, you know, it was kind of crazy yesterday watching everything. Unfortunately, I couldn't get up there for the game. But my very first game that I went to with my old man was Dan Marino's last game at that stadium, where he had like three or four turnovers, I think, and him and Jimmy Johnson got in a huge argument on the field. It was 1999, I think October of 1999. I'd have to fact check that, but that was awesome. I'll always remember that. I was 7 years old. It was the coolest thing I ever got to experience, you know, at that point. But anyhow, so want to talk about that with the stadium and then this upcoming game. I think that this is probably the hardest game in my opinion, that the Bills are going to have in the postseason. You know, I don't think they match up against the Jags very good at all, which I think it's going to be a problem. You know, that defensive line that they have is an issue. I don't think they've given up more than 85 yards all year or 75, something like that. And I think that if they have a first-round exit, serious conversations need to happen, right? This is year 9 of this staff, you know, from Brandon Bean all the way down to Sean McDermott, right? And I think Sean's done a great job this year with all the injuries and everything we've had. The defense has turned around, you know, the later half of the year. But everything else is an issue. And I think it's time, you know, to make those discussions, because whether we like it or not, Josh Allen's at the tail end of his career, right? I mean, he's at the
tail end. I would say he's right in the middle, maybe somewhere. You hope he has a lot more years left, but I don't know. I mean, they just signed him to a 6-year extension.
Yeah, no, agreed. He's in the middle. He's in
4-year extension, right? But he had a couple of years left. Here's the thing, Kevin, I totally get it. I would like to table this though until it actually happens. If it happens, we'll have those discussions next week. But let's play the game first.
Yeah, no, I agree. And hey, listen, I hope they win the game, right? I want to go the whole way. If anything's good, this is the year for them to do it. With no Mahomes, no Burrow, no Lamar, let's go get it.
Well, they can play the game, and if they fall short next week, then I'm telling you, we're probably doing Sean McDermott Radio next Monday. That's what's going to happen. We're going to do that. People will call up, but let's see how this game plays out. And maybe we're talking about going to Denver or going to New England. Well, not New England, I guess, right? Going to Denver or going to Pittsburgh or Houston. Really, that's the only choices there and the only possibilities, I would say. Let's go to Colin, who's up next in Indiana, where, they have a great football team right now, too. Go ahead, Colin. You're on WGR.
Hi, Sal. I'm from Indiana, and I'm driving back from Buffalo right now.
Okay.
And about the kicking position, so my dad has season tickets to the Bills, and my mom has season tickets to the Colts. And I've gotten to see Rodrigo Blankenship play a bit.
Yep.
And I was wondering what you think about him.
Where is he now? What is he doing?
He's not signed right now, but
he is in the UFL, the Battlehawks of the UFL, St. Louis Battlehawks. Yeah, he had a little. He had a good hot minute, I think, in the NFL, right? But I don't think he's kicked in the NFL for a couple of years.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking about him, and I didn't know if that was an opportunity.
Yeah, maybe. Well, you never know, Colin. I mean, today we'll find out if they bring anybody in for workouts, if they bring anybody in for tryouts. We'll know more about that, but certainly a name that could be on the list, I think. So be safe driving back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you got it. All right, hey, man, they're having a great year. How about that? I mean, Kurt Cignetti, that is coaching. That dude, what he has done at Indiana, and for your Hoosiers, Colin, amazing. Really amazing. That game they played against Alabama on New Year's Day, incredible. John is in Detroit. What's up, John?
Hey, good morning, Sal. The only disappointment I had yesterday is I didn't get there early enough to give you a shout-out when you helped by Gate 5.
Well, listen, I got there early, and I'll tell you, I handled the rest of the day better than I thought I would, but early on it was tough, and I'm going through the gate, and there's a really awesome security lady. Her name is Peggy, and she's been there a long time, and I always see her. And Peggy says to me, Sal, I've been here. It's my second home for 32 years, and I'm really sad. And I started crying, and she started crying, and that was the way we started the day.
I can totally get in with that. One little tangent there, this whole issue that Crazy Talk about Josh's consecutive game streak is Josh was there in full force on that sideline, running that book and the headphones. He was a part of that game. And he deserves every bit of continuing that streak and getting a nice rest for what he's put his body through for us every year.
I honestly don't think I've ever heard that is a wild take to me, but that's okay. Like I said, I like the caller who called up, and Billy, he does that a lot, but he calls up a lot. But I just don't think I've heard such a off-the-wall take about that before.
Just so he knows that I boycotted. Okay, yesterday was reminiscent for me only from 2019 on. I boycotted the Ralph, whatever name you want to give it through the years. I'm a Buffalo guy. I love cities. Moved to Detroit. I hated when the Lions moved them out to Pontiac. I hated when the Pistons moved to Pontiac. I boycotted those teams. give the Lions credit and Mr. Ford for bringing them back to Detroit, building a beautiful facility. Thank God the Pistons have come back to join the Red Wings at the Little Caesars Arena. But I would have loved to see, not just because my grandmother was a block away and it was pretty easy for me to go to games when I'd come home. I would have loved to see them put a stadium, I don't care, somewhere in Buffalo. To me, this has been the Ralph jinx, okay? Such great teams. We've never been able to win the Super Bowl. And the only way we're going to break this jinx is if we win the Super Bowl this year. Otherwise, I'll be glad when they move over to the other building. And if it wasn't for Josh Allen, I never would have come back and to go to the Highmark Stadium, because I saw this kid as a special kid, and it's the first time ever in my life bought an NFL jersey.
All right.
And I came to see Josh, and that's what I've been here, season ticket holder now, driving every weekend the last 6 years. And this kid has given me the thrills of my life, whether we win the Super Bowl or not. I'm 76 this month, and I'll tell you, man, I've never seen anybody so special in all the years I've been watching football since I was 5 years old.
You got it, John. And, you got it. Listen, I got to run. I got to run. Thank you for the memories and the thoughts. I think, really, honestly, great stuff right there. I think, you know, you speak for a lot of fans on how you feel about Josh when he came into the organization. And it will be interesting, right? Like, if they happen to go all the way this year and hoist a Lombardi, and we talk about the last year at Highmark and, you know, burying all the jinx and the demons and all those kinds of things, or, hey, we got to get to the other stadium to have that happen. It'll be really interesting. All right, when we come back here, I'm going to take a timeout. Got news from the Giants. Got news from, what, the Falcons yesterday. We have more news we're waiting on. We have interview candidates coming in Tennessee. Lots of interesting names. I'll touch on all that. Take more of your phone calls on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And, of course, sit up, stand down, hey, buddy, in the next hour here on WGR.
Yeah, he could be a head coach again. He's a two-time coach of the year. I'm not here to question this coach. I'm not qualified to question this coaching acumen. I'm talking results.
Yeah.
And when you 8-26 over the last 2 years, and you got 13 quarterbacks over the last six, and you can't seem to find anything offensively that works, when offense is supposed to be your background, that's a problem.
That's Stephen A. Smith. I know that. That's on Stefanski, right? Right, Stefanski? By the way, Dan Dale producing today. Thanks, Dan. Any firings since we came on the air? We had Raheem Morris already fired. Kevin Stefanski fired this morning in Cleveland. Raheem Morris in Atlanta, right? The GM also. Fontenot in Atlanta also gone. Stefanski gone. The Titans already had an interview, an opening. Here are what Diana Russini says are the initial head coach interview requests for the Titans. Some very, like, recycled names, I guess. Chiefs offensive coordinator Matt Nagy, Broncos defensive coordinator Vance Joseph, Chiefs defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo, and Colts defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo. So those, according to Diana Russini, are the Titans candidates as of right now. A lot of recycled names that have been either head coaches before or have been coordinators for many years right there. Also, I told you the Giants making news, not for firing, but for sticking with Joe Shane. John Mara and Steve Tisch have released a statement. Joe Shane will remain our general manager and continue to lead our football operations, and the search for our next head coach is what they say. Still monitoring situations in Miami with Mike McDaniel, Las Vegas with Pete Carroll, at Tampa with Todd Bowles. I mean, and then who knows, like teams that, you know, exit the playoffs, what happens? John Harbaugh, who isn't going to make it in Baltimore, Mike Tomlin, now that they're in the playoffs, but does something happen with him after? Who knows? Still a lot more to come, I'm sure. Charlie in North Tonawanda. Hi, Charlie. You're on the Extra Point Show.
Hi, Sal. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I met you a couple of years ago at the Cincinnati game. I hate to mention it like this, but the DeMar Hamlin game. It was cool. We had a drink with you at the Holy Grail. I don't know if you remember going there, but my question was, the Bills, the Highmark Stadium used to have the two clocks on, like, the towers. Yeah. You remember that?
It was just, I do. I do. I think that's a sponsorship deal. Like, they had it sponsored. I don't know. But they haven't had it. And maybe they would have this year if it wasn't for the last season and they would have done it. But I have no idea why they don't, if you're asking.
I thought maybe they were going to implement those clocks into the new stadium. And that's why they took the hands and numbers down. But it was a couple of years ago they did that. And I was just always curious. So I guess with you saying... sponsorship.
I know there was sponsorship, but I do sometimes I look for a clock, and sometimes I do find it on the digital board, you know what I mean, where they have the scores. So I see it there. There's not that hand clock. There was a sponsorship attached to that a few years ago, and that went away. So I think that's part of the reason why. But also, maybe they didn't like kind of reintroduce it this year simply because it's the last year at the stadium. And, you know, let's just not do that now and spend the time and energy and resources and money to put that up now because we'll just do it at the new stadium. Who knows? You know what I mean?
Right. Well, thank you, Sal. And congratulations on the Bills organization having an awesome season. I can't wait for the playoffs to start. And God bless and go Bills.
All right. You got it. Thanks a lot, Charlie. Let's go to Andrew in Texas. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Sal. Happy New Year.
You too. Thank you.
So, thoughts. Jacksonville's stats, 85.6 rush yards, but 218 passing yards allowed on average, but 61.8 yards allowed to tight ends. And I know, Sal, you remember our game last year against the Lions, where we opened up Ty Johnson, Dawson Knox, and Dalton Kincaid, basically, and made James Cook a little bit of a receiver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You know, what are your thoughts on those stats against Jacksonville overall?
Yeah, way to dig into it, Andrew. I like it. I think Dalton Kincaid is a massive, massive part of this offense that has to be respected when he's on the field and really hurts when he's not, right? I think that's a huge deal. I agree with you. You saw yesterday, Dalton Kincaid, I know a lot of people were surprised. I was surprised. He not only started, he played 10 snaps. He had three receptions. I mean, think of the efficiency. 10 snaps, three catches, 41 yards, I think it was. But either way, I mean, big part of the game plan. And the Bills are going to have to use their tight ends. They're going to have to because their receivers have trouble separating. We know that. This is a very aggressive Jacksonville defense that intercepts the ball at a pretty high rate compared to most teams. They take the ball away. The Bills, though, might have some opportunity in the area of tight ends and running backs in the pass game, and that might be the ticket, that might be the key, and that's going to be something we're going to talk about a lot more. Good job, Andrew. I appreciate that phone call. Appreciate all of you for the last hour. One more hour on the way as we look back on the last game at Highmark Stadium. The Bills win over the Jets and look forward to their game on Sunday next week against the Jacksonville Jaguars. A lot more to get to, including sit up, stand down, hey buddy, a look around the league, setting up wildcard weekend, and a lot more here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Victory Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.